That's good. You know, obviously he's been here for a while, different role last year, but you know, just having him back up there, you know, it's definitely, I wouldn't say a big change, but back to getting to the basics, you know, going over the fundamentals and things like that. So it's a little change, but not much of a change.
How would you describe him as a teacher?
He's the ultimate teacher. You know, he's been in this game forever. You know, Super Bowls, playoffs, he got all the history, coached several Hall of Fame great players. And, you know, personally for him, he's glad to be back at it. You know, he has a passion for it. So, you know, just to be a student of the game and just be a part of this with him and to be a part of all the teammates we got going on here is special. It's good, man. You know, you get to relax, rest up, because rest is the biggest thing, you know, in this league, recovering. I think, you know, this offseason, having, you know, Luke and those guys in here training me and getting me back to, you know, I feel great, honestly.
What's it going to take for you guys to get the level of defense that you guys expect
to have? Everybody being on the same page at all times. You know, obviously we had injuries last year, but there's no excuse. Next man up mentality is always still on board. But I think, you know, obviously we got to get turnovers, limited big plays, you know, sack the quarterback. We got to stay tight in coverage. It's a collective effort from, you know, linebackers, D-line, and the secondary.
And can you plant seeds to things like turnovers now? I mean, is that where this starts so you can carry it over to training camp and the season?
Oh, absolutely. Just the mentality. Every time the ball's in the air, runner have the ball, somebody's plugging at the ball, or if you have a chance, you know, if you miss the interception or if you don't make the big play, you get fined for it. Just things where it constantly can remind you to where if you have those chances, we got to capitalize on it. I got high expectations at all times. You know, last year didn't go like planned, obviously. But, you know, I'm happy to be back here, be a part of this. A lot of these guys I've known for a long time. You know, a lot of new faces also. And, like I said, the new strength conditioning guys, Luke and those guys. I haven't trained like that since 2006, 2005 when I was training for the combine, obviously. Honestly, I've normally did my own routine. But being with those guys, you know, I feel night and day different from last year. So we'll see how it play out throughout the year. Yeah, they dropped the ball on Elton a couple times, you know, but that's over my head, over my pay scale, you know. So I think the sooner you can get everybody in one room and meet together, I think, you know, a resolution that's good for everybody to be in place.
A little bit more in the training. Do you see that much of a difference in what's different about what you're doing now to feel that difference? It takes you back to, would you say, 05 or 06?
Oh, absolutely. I've kind of did my own thing, you know. Went to the gym, had my own routine. It worked for me for a long time. But as you get older, you got to change things, you know, do the little different things here and there. You know, working with your lateral quickness, you know, agilities, just lean muscle mass, all those small things that I never really put an emphasis on. I just came out and played, honestly. And this year, having, you know, a new nutritionist in here, lad, those guys pumping green into you, doing all those things. Like, I've never had a salad before in my life. So it's a lot of different things that I'm doing to, you know, extend this time. No, I've never had a salad still to this day. We're fighting that battle now.
Yeah, so what is the conversation?
They're trying to curb it a little bit. We're doing a lot of different smoothies. I still haven't had that steak neither. A lot of chicken breast, though, fish and things like that. But we definitely have a plan in place. I've gained 4 pounds of lean muscle. Body fat went down. So it's a lot of things that's in the right direction. He's done good. I've been, you know, I talked to him, told him, you know, I've been part of a guy that came in here, was a big free agent sign. I know the pressure that comes with it. I told him, don't press, just come in here and be yourself. You know, obviously you played good ball for Jacksonville, part of a great defense, and we expect the same thing when he come over here.
What is it about what he does that allows him to play inside and outside?
Physical, he's smart, he's crafty. He got great size and length, and, you know, he's able to go out there and compete at all times. And I think, you know, anytime you're in this league as a corner, you have to have all those things that would make you as a corner. Honestly, we talk a little bit about football. I think that's just a feel thing with the football field. The more we're out there together and the more time we spend together, we'll get comfortable. We'll be able to communicate and do things on the fly. It's more so just telling about the city, about the organization, things that's going on, just helping his transition to be a lot smoother.
Johnson, what does that have in Romeo Crennel background? Has it changed? Has it remained the same?
Same defense. You know, obviously, a couple calls out, a couple calls in. You know, some things that he want to do some different than what Ray was doing last year. But at the end of the day, it's all football. We can't give up big plays. We can't have missed assignments. We got to do all the small things. And I think, you know, he's bringing those things back to the forefront for us to be a great defense again.
So did a lot not change them from when Romeo was defensive coordinator to Mike Vrabel then? Was it the same defense, the same team?
Same defense, but, you know, like, it'd be like if I was the D coordinator, I got something that I always probably had in my mind that I want to try out and things like that. And it's no different from Mike and Romeo, but a lot of the same things. I think Romeo's back at it. He's a little more old school than Mike. Mike's new school, and I don't think that has nothing to do with it, you know, whether it's night and day. But I think you look at the base call would be the same base call, basically, if that was what you want to know.
Is there personality? How do they
I don't know. I seen Romeo out there today. He was sounding a lot like Vrabel today. You know, he was letting it fly a little bit today. But normally every day he's calm. You know, he's laid back. He's more like a father figure. Guys have that much respect to where you don't want to do the wrong thing because you know how much time and the passion that he has for the game. So you want to give your best effort every time you're out there for Romeo. Gotcha.